1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The little blue bird has flown away. Check the website. Twitter's officially replaced its logo with a black X this morning. CBS News tech consultant Ian Schur.
Of course, the big question is whether or not X, this new app that replaces Twitter, can be as influential as Twitter has been.
CEO Elon Musk pinned a tweet to the top of his profile showing a flickering white X on a black background, hearkening back to his former banking startup, X.com. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is back in parliament hours after he was discharged from a hospital where doctors fitted him with a pacemaker. The rush? A showdown today on his controversial plan for judicial reform. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
As the Israeli Knesset is due to vote on the bill, tens of thousands of Israelis who marched on Jerusalem from around the country continued their protests for a fourth straight day. And a similar number in Tel Aviv demonstrated in favor of the bill. A leading business forum in Israel, including banks and mall chains, announced a strike, and more than 10,000 army reservists say they will not show up for voluntary reserve duty if it passes.
Here in the U.S., the Department of Justice has given state officials in Texas until this afternoon to remove a floating barrier that's been deployed in the Rio Grande to dissuade migrants from trying to cross over. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Governor Abbott tweeted, "Texas has the sovereign authority to defend our border," adding the tragic humanitarian crisis on the border was created because of President Biden's refusal to secure it.
A historic heat wave still stretches from the West Coast all the way to the southern tip of Florida. The high in Phoenix today expected to be 114 degrees. Mayor Kate Gallego.
To anyone who has to work outdoors, we appreciate what they're doing and we're urging them to be careful.
Officials in Arizona say a school librarian's shoes melted on the scorching street while he was helping children through a crosswalk. Dozens of people were injured when a patio deck collapsed at a golf club in Billings, Montana. Esther Jensen was there.
We rushed to the window and we just saw everyone on the ground bleeding. And then we were worried about the rest of the building collapsing, honestly.
36-year-old American golfer Brian Harman says he's over the moon after winning the British Open.
To come out and put a performance like that together, like start to finish, you know, just had a lot of control. I don't know why this week, but I'm very thankful that it was this week.
Harman won by 6 strokes, shooting a 1-under par 70 on a soggy day at Royal Liverpool. S&P futures up 10. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the Sons of the Pioneers to Riders in the Sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 89, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 91. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense up here on the shores of Lake Wissota, where it's a beautiful, though smoky day up north. Very smoky, actually. It's 59 degrees up here on the lake on our home base, 93.5 The Tap, along the Civic Media Radio Network on this Monday, July 24th. It is 61 in Green Bay right now. Amory coming in at 59. Madison reporting 62, La Crosse 63, Janesville 63 degrees as well. And again, a combination of fog and mist and smoke and haze, depending on where you are in the state this morning. Here's what's on tap on this Monday. We'll start with the Barbenheimer effect. As we usually do on Mondays, we'll review which Up North news stories are getting the most clicks and views, but we can't overlook the two movies that are dwarfing everything else in summer viewing. So we will check out reaction to Greta Gerwig's Barbie and Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. Plus, we will review those more Wisconsin-based views on stories, including who's got the best fish fry in the state and whether people think former President Trump's grasp on reality might be slipping. Oh, we'll also talk about those monster-sized postcards you might be getting targeting Tammy Baldwin, all about drug prices, and Twitter continues to circle the drain with its latest move overnight. In our second hour, State Representative Alex Jors will join us. He was one of nearly 100 state-level leaders from around the country who were invited to the White House last week to discuss ways to make quality child care more accessible and affordable. And that's the tease. Because to write anything else would mean you have to wonder what historians are going to think when they look back at the year 2023 and how Republicans were against accessible, affordable, quality child care and health care and good wages and fighting pollution. But they are boycotting Barbie. They are shooting cans of Bud Light. They are banning rainbows. So both sides of U.S. politics are equally bad, maybe? Along the way, we'd love to hear if you saw one or both of the movies over the weekend. We normally have Kristen Lyerly around Mondays at 6:30. She's not able to visit with us on Monday this week. And so we'd love to have some of your phone calls in the 6:30 segment, 844-967-2789. Did you see one of the movies? Did you see both? Was that a good strategy? Which one would you like to see more? We'd love to have your thoughts on all of that, or you can shoot us a note by email, radio at upnorthnewswi.com, or you can comment on Facebook, where we show up on several different pages, the Facebook pages for Up North News, for Civic Media, for Bull Falls Radio, that's in Wausau, and 93.5 The Tap in Chippewa Falls. Our first movie review later this hour will come to us courtesy of Aaron Zommers, who joins us now from Madison. Which one did you go see, Aaron, one or both?
I wanted to go see both, but my weekend ended up being busier than I anticipated, so I only saw Barbie.
So, you know what? I think you're going to have time to see both. I think they're going to be around for a while. When you consider that there's the actors' strike and now the writers' strike, and I think these, I don't know the exact movie release calendar, but this might be the biggest of the batch for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. So we'll hear more about that. And we'd, again, love to have your thoughts on the movies coming up a little bit later on this morning as well. We are in the last week of July, and so we have the Civic Pints blood collection campaign to tell you about. Again, Civic Pints is the hashtag when you give a pint of blood at a reputable blood donation center. You take a selfie. You put that selfie on social media with the hashtag Civic Pints. The social media gurus here at Civic Media will see it and enter you in a drawing that could include brewer's tickets and so much more. And you can learn more at the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. I was off on Friday. I'll be off again this Friday for our annual big week of having the entire extended family here under one roof. And given how late they tend to stay up, I think none of them are hearing me right now at home underneath the big roof. If so, they're cussing grandpa into his pillow. But see, I've got the way our Wi-Fi network is set up, I get little notices on my phone as different devices join. It's kind of how I knew, you know, like one batch had rolled up into the driveway. Suddenly I got all these pings that these devices had joined the network that had been on there before. And Aaron, I hope you, I don't know if you'll sympathize or laugh along with it, but when I got up at 4:15, I noticed I got a notice from that a new Oculus virtual reality goggles device has joined your network 1 hour ago. So at least I know how late the boys downstairs were playing video games, or at least when they started.
Wow.
Not sure exactly when they ended, but don't you remember when your summer vacation, you could stay up till the cows come home, you know, whatever it took. I mean, you didn't have the high-tech toys, but still the ability to do that with your summer vacation, I'm a little envious.
It was pretty nice. Yeah. I remember those not so distant days for me yet.
Yeah. I mean, those boys are not going to appear upstairs here till lunchtime, but you know, this is their week to just goof off here at grandma and grandpa's. We'll go for boat rides and things like that. And it's going to be great, but you know, it does mean that if they're even a little bit susceptible to hearing this radio show early in the morning, well, they know that's on them. When you're putting in your VR goggles at 3 o'clock in the morning. We've got a lot of headlines and things to talk about as well coming up on this Monday edition of Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back in just a sec. Wherever you are across Wisconsin right now, you're up north.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's always nice to start off the week with Sherita Booker, our social media manager at Up North News. You can find a lot of what she does on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Look for Up North News WI. Don't forget the WI. But also Twitter, or not Twitter. What am I trying to think of here? That other one. TikTok.
TikTok.
Boy, oh boy, Grandpa. Starting off the week strong here. TikTok does not have the WI. Just look for Up North News on there. Sherita, how are you?
Good. How are you, Pat?
All right. Well, let's save the old man here, but we're jumping right into my weirdness to people wondering if Donald Trump's getting weirder. And again, now this is very subjective, but when you compile the list of stories that get the most engagements, the most likes, the most comments, clearly the Kiev Akil story about Trump's kind of off kilter comments lately, it's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah. So earlier this week, Trump suggested that President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, should get the death penalty for paying his taxes late. He also called President Biden a crackhead.
Well, this is from a guy who, like Kia notes, has never shied away from personal attacks, from ugly attacks. But there just seems to be more of a tone of desperation in this. I mean, this is somebody who's been indicted twice already. Certainly appears to be much more to come. But this is also a guy who, going back to Barack Obama, he was one of the original big spreaders of the birther lie. And I mean, he's even his tweet led to, wasn't it like somebody showing up at the former president's home because of a Trump post?
I believe so.
I mean, he showed up armed, you know. This is somebody whose behavior got him kicked off social media, and then he had to form his own little tiny social media company. And I think a lot of folks hoped he would, you know, ride into the sunset, but that's doesn't look like that's going to be the case at all. Comments are going both ways, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And people are so used to him speaking recklessly, like that some of this comes to no surprise.
No, it doesn't. But clearly it is something that people still want to engage with one way or the other. And so that's an article that you'll find on our website at upnorthnewswi.com. Next on the list, this one's somewhat troubling to me. This is, again, about AI, artificial intelligence, which, I mean, it sounded so theoretical like just a year ago, and now it seems like it's almost everywhere. And not everybody's happy with what AI does when you put things in, although I would say, you know, garbage in, garbage out. So when you put in, you know, something that looks like it's going to come out as a caricature, don't be surprised when it does. What are we talking about in this instance?
Okay, so BuzzFeed asked AI what Europeans think Americans look like in every state. And you guys have to head over to our Instagram or Facebook to check out what they think Wisconsinites look like. So the images of an overweight man sitting at a table with several types of cheeses and looks like a 40 ounce of beer.
Yep. Wearing a toque, you know, and he's got the flannel over the T-shirt, which is probably a Packer T-shirt. But I mean, and he's not just overweight. I mean, this man is morbidly obese and, you know, kind of making a face at the camera. And again, when I say garbage in, garbage out, I mean, when you ask people, in this case, ask Europeans what they think Americans look like in various states, you know, don't be surprised when you get that, because people like to give, you know, smart aleck answers. And, you know, the comments in there, I'm sure some of them took issue, and I'm sure others probably pointed to people from other states.
Yeah, And it's very stereotypical. So people weren't happy about what they felt like they suggested of what some people from Wisconsin. But yeah, there's other states in there we have people from Illinois, Texas, that or what they think they look like. So you got to head over and take a look at that.
Oh, yeah. I was just looking at those ones right now. And again, they're funny pictures. So as long as people take it as an exercise in humor and try to keep a tongue in cheek, or in this case, a hunk of cheese, you know, in cheek, I guess that we will be okay. All right. It's time again for the match game. We've been doing this, feels like, for a couple of weeks now. And both Christina talks about it from, you know, the uplift segment of stories coming up in the newsletter, or graphics or stories. And then people see these as you post them on social media, and they love to provide their input. What do we got this time around?
So we did a fill in the blank last week, and we asked you what your favorite fish fry was in Wisconsin.
And very deliberate. Blank, yes. Has the best fish fry in Wisconsin. And, you know, you word it that way as you did so well, people go and jump in.
Yeah. So there were so many options. Like, I don't even think I really saw too many repeats, but I did see a couple people say Culver's.
Come on, people. I actually just
had that last night. Right. Like, it's cool if you don't want to go get some to-go food from a restaurant. But I have my own personal favorite at in Milwaukee Public Market. It's called St. Paul's Fish Company, and they have really great perch.
All right. I got a guy here named Nate who gets a gold star for putting down my dad, which that was very nice. But I mean, look through these, and I'm just reading random ones here. The Eagles Club in Merrill, there's Pine Ridge in Stone Lake, there's Helsing's Bar up in Radisson, Cousins and Haugen, Kate's Bar in Barron. You've got places in Loganville, Thorpe, Stoddard, Plum City, Friendship, Merrill, Wabino. This is amazing. And honestly, it would take a lot of work, but we could do worse than to make a map or even a guidebook out of this and tell people, you know, go get a stamp from as many of these places as you can. And, but don't go to all of them or you'll end up looking like the guy in the AI cartoon.
Oh no, don't make that come true.
No, but yeah, so many great options. I hope folks go look at that, especially the Facebook version of that post. And for that, just go over to Up North News WI. Sherita Booker, thanks so much, as always, for kicking off our day with letting us know what people are looking at. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, now let's jump into the Brewers update from over the weekend, taking on the Atlanta Braves. And while the Brewers were looking good until the eighth inning, it only took one swing of the bat for the Brewers to miss out on a stellar pitching performance by starter Julio Teheran, who went six innings, giving up just one run on three hits. But reliever Elvis Pagrero's first pitch to Atlanta's Ozzie Albies in the eighth inning was a three-run homer, and it erased the Brewers' 2-1 lead and led to yesterday's 4-3 loss. So the Braves took two out of three over the weekend, but they are still your first place Milwaukee Brewers by a half game over Cincinnati. And look who's here for games tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday afternoon. Yep, the Cincinnati Reds. Colin Ray will get the start tonight at American Family Field. You can hear the Brewers in the Richland Center area on WRCE News from the Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. If you're going through the Fox Valley, and you might be for the EAA Air Ventures Show, well, you can hear the Brewers on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 and 1100 AM. And that reminds me, the EAA Air Venture Show is at the top of our, well, it's basically the entire newsletter from the Up North News folks, Christina Lori and others. There will be an article on the top things to see in Oshkosh this week. Also, the world's greatest aviation celebration couldn't happen without thousands of volunteers taking on roles big and small. Christina Lori will have a story sitting down with us tomorrow about one special volunteer as she joins us on the program. But again, that newsletter you can sign up for at our website, upnorthnewswi.com. So be on the look for that. And of course, as Sharia just mentioned, Up North News WI for all things social media that we're putting out as well. All right, among the headlines I wanted to get to, because I got a second one in as many weeks, was one of these giant postcards. Maybe you get them as well. It's got it's not election time, but here it is, the, you know, black and white picture of Tammy Baldwin as a thumbnail, and then you've got, you know,
Grandpa's looking a little concerned. He's on the phone. That's because on the backside, it says here, while the Biden administration blocks access to life-saving drugs, 28 Senate Democrats want to give government even more control over your health care. Tell Senator Baldwin to abandon the Smart Prices Act now. Paid for by the 60 Plus Association. What is the 60 Plus Association and what is the Smart Prices Drug Act? I'm sure they think they're getting a lot of mileage with these giant postcards. So let's look into this, shall we? The 60 Plus Association was founded in 1992 as a seniors advocacy group with a free enterprise, less government, less taxes approach to senior issues. They describe themselves as the conservative alternative to the AARP. 60 Plus has sought to privatize Social Security, end the federal estate tax, because billionaires need fewer taxes, right? And strengthen gun rights. That's apparently a big priority for the 60 Plus conservative set. They oppose aspects of healthcare reform, federal energy standards, and tax increases, according to the website DSmog. They spent millions of dollars trying to tell people in 2009 that the Affordable Care Act would cause people to lose access to doctors, treatments, and life-saving drugs. And so what is this Smart Prices Act that these conservative elders are so opposed to? Well, it has to do with the Inflation Reduction Act. And we've talked a few times on the program here about how Medicare, starting very, very soon, can finally use its bulk pricing power to negotiate for lower prices for you, for your prescription drugs. That should have been a gimme in 2003, 20 years ago, when Medicare Part D was created, but Republicans set it up to say that Medicare could not negotiate with Big Pharma. Drug companies had much more power to set the prices, and guess where they set the prices, and guess what that did to profits, and guess what it did to seniors' pocketbooks. And so now, all these years later, Democrats over the past 2 years, when they controlled both houses of Congress, were able to finally end that ban. And the Smart Pricing Act, the point of this giant postcard, is something that Senator Tammy Baldwin and other Senate Democrats have sponsored that would say, okay, it's fine that they can do that for some prescription drugs. How about more? How about more prescription drugs and biologics and others? And not just for, you know, people Medicare, you know, 65 plus, but maybe 50 plus. Again, all under the guise of something most conservatives claim to be in favor of. Capitalism is all about the economics of the market having to pay for prices based on things like buying in bulk. You buy more, you pay less. And yet, for some reason, the 60 Plus Association and others do not want you to have that bulk pricing freedom on behalf of the government when it's negotiating prices for seniors who have worked their entire lives and now count on Medicare for the things they need to keep them healthy and save their lives. All right, coming up next, we'd love to have your phone calls. If you saw either Barbie or Oppenheimer over the weekend, we'll get Aaron's review on one of those movies. We'll talk about just how many people went to go see them. We'll also talk about Twitter continuing to circle the drain and so much more still ahead on this Monday morning on Up North News Radio. We'll be back in just a bit.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 89, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 91. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
But first, we've got to talk movies. We've got to talk Barbie. We've got to talk Oppenheimer. And if you would like to share your own thoughts on one or the other or both, 844-967-2789 is your chance to tell folks all across Wisconsin that they should or should not see it because there was something you liked about it. No spoiler alerts. We just don't know if we won the war and if, you know, Barbie continued to be popular with Ken. But those spoiler alerts notwithstanding, Barbenheimer, as people are calling the mashup, was a a spinner of box office gold, the Associated Press writes. Greta Gerwig's Barbie and Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer brought moviegoers back to the theaters in record numbers this weekend, vastly overperforming the already glowing projections and giving a glimmer of hope to the lagging business amid a sobering backdrop of strikes, which leads me to ask, is this the final big weekend for Hollywood executives that are trying to find some way to crush writers and replace them with AI and outlast, you know, actors and, of course, the directors and everybody else who, by and large, supports, you know, the human beings who are working in the Hollywood industry. Which of those movies got the top spot? Probably not difficult to guess that it was Barbie, done by Warner Brothers. A massive $155 million in ticket sales from North American theaters, surpassing the Super Mario Brothers movie and every other Marvel movie this year as the biggest opening of the year, and breaking the first weekend record for a film directed by a woman. Meanwhile, Oppenheimer from Universal also soared past expectations, taking in $80 million, marking Nolan's biggest non-Batman debut and one of the best ever starts for an R-rated motion picture. Sorry, I lost my place there. An R-rated biographical drama. It's also the first time ever that one movie opened to more than $100 million and another movie opened to more than $80 million in the same weekend. When it's all settled, it'll likely turn out to be the fourth biggest box office weekend of all time, with about $300 million industry-wide spent on movie tickets this past weekend, all in a marketplace that is increasingly curving toward an intellectual property-driven winner-take-all battle between executives and the people who put these movies together. The Barbenheimer phenomenon may have started as a good-natured competition between two aesthetic opposites, but as many hoped, both movies benefited in the end. The only real casualty, the AP says, is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, which, despite strong reviews and a healthy opening weekend, fell 64% in its second weekend, adding only about $20 million in additional sales this past weekend, still bringing its domestic total after two weekends to $119 million. The president of Warner Brothers Domestic Distribution, Jeff Goldstein, says, "It is a joyous time in the world. This is history in so many ways. I think this marketing campaign is one for the ages that people will be talking about forever." Which raises a good question. Was it the marketing campaign that actually got people in to watch the movie, or were people going to go see one or the other of these anyway? It's all about, you know, how much do you build up expectations? Mr. Zommers, you did take in the Barbie movie. You will eventually get to Oppenheimer. So why don't you be first to share with us the Civic Media Radio Network review of the Barbie movie?
It was good.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay.
I'm just going to sip my coffee while you try to think of some other words to say about
it. Yeah, I have other words. So first of all, the right-wingers who are boycotting the movie, it's probably for the best, because if they go, they're just going to get very angry and probably disrupt things, because it is not subtle and it's very feminist. So earlier when you said, is Barbie still interesting to Ken? I was like, clearly you haven't seen it.
I guess not. Okay.
Because at the beginning, it says that, you know, every day is an amazing day in Barbie land for Barbie, because she wakes up, she says hi to all her homegirls. They all like hang out and run the world, being, you know, astronauts, physicists, the president, all these other things. Ken only has a good day if Barbie looks at him.
Yeah, that sums up the fragility of today's male ego on the parts of some people very, very well. I like this. We'll come back to your full review in a minute, but it reminded me that somebody got all the comments from furious men on the interwebs who gave one-star reviews of Barbie and took a portion of their venom and put it up on a Barbie poster. So, you know, the ads where it's basically it's the movie poster, but then a critic's review is highlighted, you know, across the top of it. Here are some of them. Just imagine every one of them is on a Barbie poster. And there's Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie as Barbie and Ken. The big Barbie logo at the top, a beautiful blue sky. And it says Barbie, an alienating, dangerous and perverse film, says one man who gave it one stars. Here's another one. Barbie, the feminist agenda will kill us all. Here's another. Barbie, they won't be happy until we are all gay. And one more. Barbie, a pink acid trip that feels like being slapped by lots of confusingly attractive people. The fact that anybody would take the time to go and give Barbie a one-star review and then put something like that up, just I don't know what's in their head to crave that kind of attention from a certain subset of humanity.
I think I do. It's just like when somebody is told, like, white people are responsible for these atrocities. And they're like, but I'm white and I didn't do it. And they get mad and defensive. It's mm-hmm. just the same thing in this movie where it says negative things, whether directly or implying them about men and their role in society. And they're like, but I'm a man and I'm not this insufferable. Yes, you are.
Yeah, actually, Ken. Would Ken be the equivalent of Karen? Did we ever come up with a male equivalent of that in this day and age?
I don't know, but if this movie is anything to go by, I think we can use Ken.
Okay. Okay. See, now I'm intrigued. I know I was going to see it anyway, because like I said, both daughters are in town this week. They both very much grew up on Barbie. So I'm sure that'll be coming along. If any of you saw it and would like to tell us what you think of, is your review in line with Aaron's on the Barbie movie, 844-967-2789. And I'm also interested in some of the reaction to the Oppenheimer movie, because it gets to that whole notion of, you know, the nuclear bomb, the atomic bomb, and developing it. And of course, whether using it was necessary to end the war in Japan. And I'm sure there's a bit of a morality tale in there. And it seems like there are folks that are trying to engage in, I don't know the right term for it, not revisionist history, but they want to isolate the horrors of the bomb and separate it from all that had happened up to that point, that there was still a world war going on. And did they treat that debate, fairly? And again, fairly is subjective, but I'd love to know people's thoughts on that as they go along too. And I don't know if that's part of what interests you about the movie, Aaron, or if it's just simply the drama of racing the clock to get this thing developed before, the Nazis or the Soviets or anybody else.
Yeah, that's definitely also part of it. There is a lot going on in the world at the time. And one thing that I've been seeing a lot online on what is currently still known as Twitter is that the narrative that we hear about the testing of the atomic bomb in New Mexico is that, it was a big uninhabited space, when mm-hmm. that's not entirely true, and that a lot of people were forced out of the area without really being given any other option.
Good. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was going to be my next point as well, is it's not just the impact on people in Japan, but yes, in the desert. And also, I was reading for the history segment today about the post-war atomic testing that went on in the South Pacific on Bikini Island and others. And it's, again, it's not like it was entirely uninhabited. So you can't pretend those folks didn't exist. There was an impact.
Yeah. And from, I don't know if the movie addresses that. I imagine not, because that's not the focus, but mm-hmm. I think it's something that we should be aware of.
Well, it will continue to be debated in places like Twitter, or do we say X? Are they changing the name to X, or is that just the new logo instead of the bird in overnight developments here?
Well, if you go to X.com, it reroutes you to Twitter. So I think they're changing the name.
Seriously? X.com?
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right. So yeah, overnight, another one of the headlines that I woke up to was noting that Elon Musk has replaced the friendly blue bird that had been a Twitter logo, you know, from the beginning, in a major rebranding of the platform that he bought for $44 million last year. He replaced it with a white X on a black background. And let's see if there's any description here. Musk had asked fans for logo ideas. He described it as minimalist art deco that will be refined, and soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds.
Elon Musk, and this is not going to fix your idiocy and your inability to operate a global like social media platform.
He loves the letter X, of course. He gave a SpaceX. He founded a company, a startup called X.com that later would become known as PayPal. He loves to collect things with the letter X on there. And I guess I read someplace once that he was told in one of these early meetings that, you know, X was a stupid idea. And then he's been cheesed off about that ever since. And
oh, I'm sure.
Determined to change everything. And he has certainly changed Twitter. And I am not joking one bit that X marks the spot where Twitter is circling the drain. It's been shedding users. It has been a failure by any measure of a corporate acquisition. While Threads had a massive first couple of weeks, things have stabled off there, but it is very much an alternative now to Twitter. And so this is why we can't have nice things, because egotistical billionaires have to come in and spend their money to either ruin, platforms that were disseminating news or buying elections or whatever the case may be. This is what we're facing now, is a world where we need to escape, either in the adventures of a doll like Barbie, or we need to escape into the adventures of racing to develop the atomic bomb, because there's not as much that's nearly happy and joyful to talk about. Hey, we will even take solace in thinking about the author Ernest Hemingway, going back that far, in part because a white-bearded man from Wisconsin won the National Hemingway Lookalike Contest in Key West over the weekend here. Garrett Marshall is a retired broadcast engineer from Madison who prevailed on Saturday night at Sloppy Joe's Bar, a frequent hangout of Hemingway when he lived in Key West during the 1930s. Aaron, I know you've seen, if you haven't seen pictures of this particular contest, you've seen Ernest Hemingway enough times to know, I don't know why we even bother to have a contest when it feels like, I don't know, every fifth guy in the Midwest kind of looks like Ernest Hemingway with the thinning silver hair and the gray beard. It's a unique look.
You know? Yeah, it does kind of seem pointless.
I mean, I'm looking at the photo of the finalists, including the fellow from Madison. And again, they would all aptly describe themselves as devastatingly handsome, but any one of them could have won the contest, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So congratulations to Garrett Marshall, who not only won it, but won it on his 68th birthday. So good work out of you. Let's take a break for today's history lesson and music break. All coming up in just a bit. You're up north.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WISVETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The uninitiated, this would be Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Got the good in my life, in my life. Got the good in my life, in my life.
Sounding nothing like the Beatles original, but a really nice song in its own right, and pretty sure it was a Grammy Award-winning tune as well. It was on the soundtrack to the film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The attempt to tell the story of a few Beatles songs became a film that opened on this day in 1978, and it tanked hard. It was savaged by critics. It became a legendary Hollywood flop, even though it had Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Bee Gees, Aerosmith, who we played earlier with a Beatles tune, Billy Preston, Peter Frampton. It was directed by Michael Schultz. It starred an ensemble cast led by Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees, depicting the loosely constructed story of a band as they wrangle with the music industry and battle evil forces bent on stealing their instruments and corrupting their hometown of Heartland. There were songs provided as dialogue to carry the story. Most of the spoken lines that clarified the plot were passed on by George Burns. So maybe, again, George Burns, great comedic actor, especially from the, you know, black and white era. Guess he couldn't quite carry a Beatles-themed movie. However, the Aerosmith and Earth, Wind, and Fire cover tunes of Beatles tunes did all right and live on to this day. That was 1978. Let's go back a couple of years. The number one song this day in 1976 was from the Manhattans.
Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today.
The Dust Bowl heat wave was reaching its peak on this week in 1935. Temperatures hit 104 in Milwaukee, 109 in Chicago. This is the anniversary of the infamous pine tar incident of 1983. When George Brett, playing for the Kansas City Royals, had a game-winning home run nullified after the New York Yankees challenged the amount of pine tar that was on his bat. The number one song this day in 1982 came to us from the movie Rocky III by Survivor. Do we really need to play anything else from this song? You'll know, right? Eye of the Tiger. Michael Richards is 74 years old today, the actor, comedian, Kramer. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman from the 1970s, is in the 70s herself now. Linda Carter is 72 years old today. Singer Pam Tillis, we heard from her earlier. She is 66 today. And we'll hear a little bit later on from Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block. Actress, singer, dancer, is 54 years old today. And in this week in 1987, the somewhat fictionalized biography of Latin rock star Richie Valens opened in the U.S. with this theme.
Follow my lover, lover,
was generally well received, especially the soundtrack by Los Lobos there. Lou Diamond Phillips starred as Valens, who died in the infamous plane crash that killed Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. Should have noted a few minutes earlier there, when talking about the Beatles, it was on this day in 1967. The Beatles took out a full-page ad in the Times of London calling for the legalization of marijuana. It was in response to a friend of theirs being sentenced to 9 months in jail for marijuana possession. The Beatles full-page ad said that, quote, "The law against marijuana is immoral in principle and unworkable in practice." Something I was not familiar with until reading about it to see what happened on this particular day in history.
Perhaps unfamiliar, but certainly unsurprised.
Oh, yeah. No, there's that was not the surprise. The surprise is that I hadn't heard about it before. I was my inner history nerd was not treating me nicely, to be honest there. Let's see. Over the time that I'd taken the long weekend, we had headlines as well about a potential Republican Senate candidate. A story at the heart of an article by Dan Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel with the headline, "Possible U.S. Senate candidate cannot explain his spotty voting record, his positions on gun control, and diversity, equity, and inclusion." And it was all about a suburban Milwaukee businessman, Scott Mayer, who has said that if he runs for Senate, and he's not really sure he wants to run, especially if he's the only one willing to step up, but he might be willing to step up, he says. But he says if so, he'll be a different type of candidate. And that's true in some ways when, as Bice notes, Mayer hasn't voted in many recent elections. He didn't vote in the 2020 presidential election or the 2020 presidential primary. He said he couldn't even recall whether he voted or not. He has given money to numerous Republican presidential candidates over the past 20 years, except former President Donald Trump. He's written on social media that people with mental illnesses should not own guns, but when asked, was not able to say whether he favors stricter background checks. And in the past, Mayer has been a big advocate for diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in private business, but is unclear whether others should do it as well. Or as he said to Bice, "If it works for business, why wouldn't it work in other places? I would think so, but you know, Dan, I'm not even a candidate for anything, right?" Which is, you know, kind of code for there have been no consultants or handlers to help gussy up my responses to pretty basic questions like this. So Mayer has said previously he doesn't want to run because he's the only one left, but that is certainly a possibility. He didn't vote in 2018's gubernatorial election between Republican incumbent Scott Walker and Democrat Tony Evers. He sat out the primary and the general in the U.S. Senate races won by Tammy Baldwin, the same person that he might be challenging in 2024. And, you know, Mayer said at the time he didn't have any excuses. He said he didn't consider casting an absentee ballot, and he only recently began taking an interest in a possible political career, so it's not like he was making sure he had a spotless record. Well, that misses the point. You don't vote in every election because you might run for something someday and you want to have a spotless voting record. You vote every time as a matter of citizenship, as a matter of having a say into who is going to be your senator, who is going to be your president. There's more to democracy than writing checks, but he has written checks. He's given more than $125,000 to Republican candidates, including $20,000 to conservative Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly this last time around. So he's aware of politics. He has a passing interest in it, but is still working to refine the positions if indeed he decides to challenge Tammy Baldwin next year. Much more in our next hour, including a White House visit from a Wisconsin legislator about affordable daycare next. You're up north.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.